Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAN Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood
Connections. Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reiss Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming. Hi, everybody. Be careful on your drive home. The sunset is out. Gorgeous. Clearwater Beach.
We're not scripted.
I know, we're not. Yeah. And so we have two film directors in the house. Stay tuned because we're going to run our commercials and thank our sponsors in just a second here. And Lisa V, who is your guest today?
My guest is Daniel from, I'll let him take over because it's easier for him to say.
Yeah, we're just going
to
intro him first.
Yes, we're going to intro him right here. So this is Daniel from, say the production.
From Night Owl Studios.
And where are you from?
I'm originally from Bogota, Colombia.
Colombia. Oh, I used to fly into Colombia. I love Colombia.
Nice.
And Medellin, oh my gosh. And we also have the amazing Marcus here. He's working on a film festival. And we're going to come to that and tell everybody what's happening tomorrow.
Yes. Hi, I'm Marcus Kempton. I'm running the Tampa Bay Motion Picture Industry Professional Film Festival. Running it tomorrow in Oldsmar, Florida. I'm also a film director.
Yes, I knew Marcus from the Tampa Bay Film Society, and we're so excited to have everybody here. And we have a special guest, and what is your name, all the way from New York?
Jonathan Ferentz.
Jonathan, have you ever been on the radio before?
No.
Ever? How old are you?
I'm 17.
Really? Wow, tall for your age.
Yeah.
Whoa, and Barbara's here from New York, family member. And we have a special VIP guest that we're going to go on the phone lines because I'm on TikTok, and Quinn the Eskimo caught my attention, and he was playing guitar, and he's got a contest going on for all TikTokers, and one person will get a lucky trip to Florida. Quinn, are you there?
I am, yeah. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Are you watching us on YouTube?
Well, I'm trying to, but for some reason it's not pulling up. I'm pretty good on TikTok, but not so good on YouTube.
Okay, Tommy, is our YouTube working? Yeah, it's working. And we're also live on Facebook, so you'll get a copy of it. So tell us what's happening with a special winner all from around the world that you're going to fly in or just around the United States to Florida.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, what I decided to do is, like, I live in paradise here, and a lot of my followers are, you know, stuck in the cold and miserable. And, man, I just want to give somebody some hope and have some fun. And so I thought, hey, I got a spare room. You know, I'll invite some people down. And then I decided, well, I'll just buy their airfare, too. And it just kind of exploded from there. So now we got a local guy who's a buddy of mine who thought it was cool. And he wasn't even on TikTok, but he got on, and he's now offered a $200 bar tab.
Whoa.
For when they go down.
All right, well, what time do we go?
So it's just exciting. And, you know, what we're doing is it's a seven-day contest. And what they've got to do basically to win is they just have to engage, make new friends, do fun things on TikTok, and just garner these points as they go through the week. And then at the end of the week, we're going to draw, you know, a name out of the hat from all of the entries. And depending on how many points you have, that's how many entries you get into the drawing.
Very
so
cool.
It's a lot of fun.
What's the website, Quinn?
Yeah, so we just put up the website with all the details. It's QuinnTheEskimoRocks.com.
So it's QuinnTheEskimoRocks?
Yep.
.com. And you can win us your trip to Florida. Barbara, you can maybe come back to Florida. Win a free trip.
Sounds like a plan.
And if you're not on TikTok, get on there. I'm an old guy, but I get on there, and it's a joy.
Hey, I'm in my 60s, and Lisa's in her 40s.
She's so cute. No, I'm 50. She actually wanted me to get the McDonald's coffee. She's like, well, you know, you're my age. I'm like, no.
Well,
if
you need a filmmaker to document, we have two of them in-house. So you'll hear more about them in a minute. So Quinn the Eskimo on TikTok. Everybody go. I just did a little duet with you. I'm going to put up when I get home. And excited about that. And we're glad to have you at the station next week.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be there. So look forward to seeing you in person.
Yay, Quinn the Eskimo from TikTok.
Yes.
And he's going to bring his guitar. All right, thank you, Quinn, so much. All right, see you next week. Okay, we got to go back to a commercial. I'm Dawn Reese. And
Lisa V.
We'll be right back.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Let me tell you about Pinellas County's best-kept secret, Spooner's Tire and Auto Care. Three locations to serve you. 6235 78th Avenue, Pinellas Park. Phone number 727-873-7967. 5582 66th Street North, St. Pete. 727-217-6667 and 7658 Almerton Road, Largo. 727-281-2020. Please, if you want the best care for your car, you want to go see Richard and the gang. Once again, Spooner's Tire and Auto Repair, three locations to serve you.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese with Dawn's Darlings, and I am a baton teacher, and I've had over 50 children in parades, and I teach group and private lessons. If you'd like your daughter to be in my group session or my private session, please call 727-871-7788 for a year of fun and excitement. I'll see you twirling your batons. Call 727-871-7788.
Are you a local business from the Sunshine Skyway to the Bayside Bridge and all points west to the Gulf of Mexico? Do you have a Facebook page? Well, do I have great news for you. For less than 55 cents a day, you can reach over 60,000 members through the I Love St. Pete Key Tag program. Please visit them at stpetekeytag.com for more info. You will be glad you did.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
And we're back. And so, okay, Lisa, interview your guest and tell us what you do and where you live and all the good things on your production.
Yes. So I have a post-production company in Atlanta, Georgia called Night Owl Studios. We do every type of videos, whether it's short films, feature films, corporate videos and whatnot. We also do offer production. We have a team in Tennessee. We have a team in Atlanta. And we have a colleague here in St. Pete as well.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, yes.
So that's so cool. So you're going to be producing a documentary for Lisa. We can't really get into it, but you're going to be doing that shortly.
Yes, yes. We're working on that.
That's exciting. So do you have a website they can go to?
Yes, we mostly use Vimeo. So it's going to be vimeo.com/nightowlpost.
Okay. Are you working on any other projects where people can send in, or are you doing independent where they can hire you?
Yes, yes. They can definitely reach out to us, and we'll gladly take any type of job.
Awesome. And give your number.
He's been working on a lot of music videos.
Yes,
a lot of music videos.
Yes, we've done some music videos for some friends in Orlando. And yeah, my number is 407-383-8953.
There you go. And you can watch the show on TAN Talk Radio Network after the show as well. And Facebook Live, we can do watch parties. We also have Marcus. I met Marcus at the Tampa Bay Film Society. And Marcus is an amazing film director. And so, Marcus, tell us what you're doing with your film festival. I know there's no more entries, correct?
entries that have closed. So it's called the Tampa Bay Motion Picture Industry Professionals Independent Film Festival. It's being run tomorrow in Oldsmar at the Holiday Inn Express from noon to 10 p.m. This is the second season. It ran back November. And I'm formerly the executive vice president of the Tampa Bay Film Society, the 501c3 nonprofit film society. And I'm no longer involved with that organization, but now I've started running my own film festival. And we are meeting at the Holiday Inn Express.
What time is that?
Noon tomorrow till 10 p.m.
So if anybody wants to come and watch, can they get tickets?
Yes, you can go to tbmpip.com, and you can buy tickets on PayPal one at a time. It's only $5 a head, or you can buy tickets at the door. But generally, I would just say the easiest thing would just be to go to the website and use the PayPal link.
We should get one of our reporters over there to do some, you know, interviews.
That would be very cool. So we're going to be running the films all day with a break in between from 6 to 7 p.m., approximately 6:30 to 7:30, I believe it is now, for a filmmaker's meet and greet to talk about the films. And then we'll continue running the films. And anyone who wants to stay later, we'll talk at the restaurant in the same plaza by the Holiday Inn next door.
And so you've had judges judge them as well, and you're going to be giving the winners tomorrow?
We're doing a best in show now. Basically, it's the overall best liked film, whether it be an experimental short, narrative short, or feature film. Whatever the best liked overall film was, we'll get an award. So I'm changing up the format. Last season, it was a 3-hour event. This is an all-day event. And next time I plan to maybe host a 2-day event or longer and host additional awards for maybe cinematography, writing, producing, acting, et cetera, et cetera. Right now it's a best of show award that I'm offering.
Oh, did you have best like TV show or best radio show?
No, it's film.
Next year.
Maybe next week you can expand it.
That's a hint. Marcus, hint.
Boom, boom, boom. That's how we do it.
That's so exciting. And Marcus, you've come such a long way, and you've done your own films as well.
Yes. I'm in post-production on an anthology feature film, which is the prequel to another feature film, and the feature is in production now. It's a labor of love. It's titled Hammer. That I've been in production on for 8 years now.
Wow.
because we shot so much material, we're getting two features out of it. The first film is titled Peace, Love, Unity, Revenge. It's an anthology film with three interlocking chapters. It's going to be like an anthology feature. And so that I'm putting the finishing touches on in the revised post-production process. And all of that material, all those scenes and stuff that didn't make it to that anthology are going into Hammer, as well as all the additional days that were shot for the Hammer production. I think we went up to like 70 or 80 days of production throughout all those years. So that's Hammer. And then I've got a documentary feature, Joey's Show Will Go On, about Miss Joey Brooks, local Ybor City drag queen. That is actively seeking distribution. You can look at all of this stuff, trailers for the films, and at my website, it's ar235pictures.com.
Okay, spell that again.
It's A-R.
A-R.
235.
C-35.
235.
Oh, 25.
235.
AR235.
Uh-huh.
Pictures.
Pictures.
.com.
Okay.
And I'm on all the social media platforms as well. I'm also, I'm talking to distributors, and I'm actively seeking distribution. I'm also looking at various video on demand platforms for streaming.
I was talking to VH2 TV Network today, and I know you had talked to them as well. They are ramping everything under VH2.TV, so I have another business call coming into them. So we're excited to be back on board. We're just waiting for some new things to come through to put shows on with them as well.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So have you ever decided to be an actor? What is your, from New York?
Hello, this is Jonathan from New York, and no, not really.
What is your sport? What do you like to do?
I think my hobbies is just snowboarding and just having fun.
Just being a teen. Getting out there doing the fun stuff that you love doing. Hey, and never too old to, you know what's behind me?
I know. And you brought two of them.
Wait. I got to surprise you. We only have a few seconds. Marcus, is there anything else you want to talk about? And
I've been making this film titled Hammer with the King of the Bees, Joel D. Weinkoop, like for so many years while you tore your baton.
I did. Like,
I know, right? We're all like this. We're all like, yeah,
the reason why it's taken so many years, I just want to get this.
Tommy, he's like, what? Did you know I did this, Tommy? I used to, I had 50 children in parades, and my mother had over 300 in dance. And so I actually, one day I said, I gave these, well, the, not these, but to my niece. And I said, you know what? I'm going to start teaching again and get a core going and call it Dawn's Darlings. Isn't that cute?
Okay. Well, and old people, I'll take a class
anyways,
from you.
So we're going to show you some videos afterwards. So Lisa, you know, I always do a like an Amazon product review.
Right. So yes, the one that you, yes.
Well, I got the vibrating plate.
Yes.
Have you heard about that?
I've seen a little. I haven't really heard that much about it, but obviously something's telling me I'm going to.
Well, I actually have tried a product that I think is fabulous, and I want to tell everybody, you have to order this. It's called the Keratin Hair Mask.
I saw that.
This is my, it's like I went to a salon, I had the keratin, like, it's amazing.
Really?
Only $10 on Amazon.
Okay, well, get this, because if it works in this hair, it will sell like mad.
It's amazing.
I'll do a before and after for
them. It's amazing. So keratin hair mask, that's my product of the week. And I know we have, who's calling
in? Do you have like a, that would, we have a caller?
Not yet.
Okay, let me text him again. You better be listening, Stan Arthur. Call now, please. But I do have some announcements. So we went to Krabby Bill's, located at 5100 Golf Boulevard, St. Pete. Phone number 727-360-8855. And stpetekrabbybills.com. Please tell Brandon that Lisa V and Daniel sent you. He gave amazing service. The food, I've never been to Krabby Bill's, was amazing. And tonight we just saw Mandy at Papa's New York Diner at 1764 Golf to Bay Boulevard. They have the best food ever. I eat there every time. Mm-hmm. And also don't forget Spooner's Tie and Auto, three locations to serve you. Let them know that Lisa V and Dawn Reef sent you, and you'll get 15% off your services.
I'm there.
Perfect. And, you know, my husband and I have something coming up. It's almost ready, about another 2 weeks.
I'm excited.
Sunkist Charters Incorporated. And we will be taking you out in the Gulf of Mexico. We have an amazing crew. And we have a 37-foot Endeavor and a dinghy. So anybody in production that needs a boat, we have one. And I'm going to be putting in a lot of production sites. And just to go out in the Gulf of Mexico, it's a three-hour, I'm not going to say tour. You cannot do that with my husband. You cannot sing Gilligan's Island. And we're going to have, actually, 3 hours, 1 hour minimum, 3 hours minimum, sorry, $100 an hour. And I will be getting all that information out to you very soon. And we're very excited because the boat's looking so amazing.
Well, we're going to need to do the music video because I'm fixing to drop the song. So
yes.
We got to have
and
that
And we're
going
to have
there.
You do the drone as well to do a commercial for us.
Yes.
Would be cool. So we have a caller, Lisa.
We do. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey.
It's
Stan from I Love St. Pete. How you doing?
We're doing great, Stan. How about yourself?
I'm doing fabulous. It's been quite a day today, let me tell you.
Please tell me. I would prefer you to tell me about your day for sure. So I know you have exciting news because I saw it, and I'd like you to, you know, tell the exciting news, which I think is just so awesome.
Well, I do. After 11 years of running I Love St. Pete on Facebook, on Monday night, in the middle of the night, we finally reached 70,000 members, mostly local people, all part of the group. And it was an amazing thing. It was a great feeling.
It is.
70,000 people on I Love St. Pete?
Yes.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yep.
We need a hand clap for that, Tommy.
Right.
Yes, hand clap, Tommy. We'll find that hand clap. But and also, please, I know that there's more to talk about with the I Love St. Pete Facebook, but there's the best part about it, and I know you're going to love to tell about that.
Well, what I have to tell you today is what has just happened today is we reached a new agreement that I can't really talk about. I wish I could, but we have a new deal that we just struck that is going to help local business owners in St. Petersburg and our little surrounding communities more than I can imagine at the moment, and we're very excited about it. There's going to be more about that later. If anybody's ever heard of Mark O'Donnell and his organization RGA, it has something to do with that. So there's that. We're very excited about that. And number two is that we're edging closer to a weekly video program for I Love St. Pete. And that could be happening very, very soon now.
Fantastic.
That's exciting.
Yes.
So you'll have different businesses or something giving little commercials or something like that?
Well, you know, it's just going to be more of a talk show thing for local celebrities and people who have been involved with us for so long, some local business owners, probably some musicians and band guys talking about their gigs and all kinds of stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Is it going to be a podcast or on TV or streaming?
Well, it's going to be a video program. It's going to be a video talk show. If anybody recognizes the name Bill McArdle and his operation that he has, he's a very well-known local dude, and we're in talks with him right now to produce our program for us, and it's going to be exciting.
Did you get the bug on that when you had the magical headsets here at the station? Did Hollywood Connection give you that edge?
Yes.
Well, we're excited for you. Know,
Lisa knows, and I'm a video guy and a filmmaker from way back when, and I'm no stranger to being live on video. So it should be a lot of fun. I've got to look for a good sidekick now. Maybe Lisa should apply for that.
I think I will. I think I know your email. I would love to do that.
Well, we're excited, and get that website one more time.
Say again?
The website, one more time, live on 106.1 FM.
Well, it's on Facebook. It's the I Love St. Pete group on Facebook.
I Love St. Pete on Facebook.
Yeah.
With a group. Perfect. Mm-hmm. All right, Stan, I know we're excited. We have another VIP caller calling in about 2 minutes, and we want to thank you for calling in. Anything else, Lisa?
No, thank you, as always, Stan, and you and Karen are just two of the most amazing humans I know.
Well, you're very kind, and have a great show there with your wonderful guests.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stan.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
That's super cool. And Stan has helped you so much. And
The sad thing, I was involved in a car accident. That's my bruise and the burn. The car that I Love St. Pete program, which is how he started because of me and realizing that in 48 hours when I became jobless, carless, and homeless, they literally got $3,800, and this was the height of COVID in March. And because he saw that a community wanted to help somebody, I was the seafood dip lady. From there, he opened up a fund, and you can go to the page and see that I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's over, like, we're almost to $80,000 that has gone into the community. Tires, people's light
That's
bills,
amazing.
Baby formula, diaper. Like, when I say
people
literally
that need help.
Literally, you have to live in St. Pete, you know, area, you know, the jump from the Skyway to the other bridge. And that is the only part that you have to qualify. And he's going to ask you questions to make sure that it's legitimate. And literally, we have bought medicine for people that weren't going to be able to have medicine. And he said, all because I took a chance with you and saw, I don't know why I didn't think of this 11 years ago, this format could get money, and now that's what he's doing.
Could he franchise that out or start something like I Love Clearwater, I Love Clearwater Beach, I Love New York, I Love, you know, wherever. I mean, that would be a great idea.
Well, yeah, each person that he would, you know, follow, and it'd be it's hard for him to keep up with what he has now, but, you know, it literally, it's definitely, like I said, it changed my life totally. It blessed somebody from church with a set of brand new tires when she had a blowout, and it was just,
I Love St. Pete, and there's a TK tag program that you can join as well.
Yes, and your business will be able, key tag program, and you get to post 3 times, and your posts are seen. So if somebody goes, what's the best seafood in St. Pete? Well, then you have Krabby Bill's, you have this person, you have that. And it's what, you know, people ask questions, and then the business people can let you know your daily specials. Pesky Peloton, he puts a video every day. Dan the man, how you doing, Dan? He puts a video and tells his specials, and come on, we got grouper nuggets, and we got live music. It has literally, like, I promise you, tripled his business. So
that's amazing.
It's amazing.
And also, Tommy, there's a new one. What is it called? The Rob's Company. There's a new program in Clearwater. It's called The District Advantage program and District Advantage, so give me, you can get 20% off of your bill, and so I'm a part of that as well. So we're excited about that. You will be too.
Okay.
With your show. I'll hook you up with Rob.
Yes,
I know we have another VIP guest on the phone. Are you there?
Yes. Hi, Dawn. It's David Bronson.
Hi, David. David Bronson. So if you're not on speaker, take off speaker because we're live on 3 FM, 3 AM.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Sorry, I can't do speaker.
I know. So, David, I saw you on TikTok, and you are amazing. So all my guests here jump in. We have two film directors in the house. David, tell everybody what you do, because you intrigue me with your TV shows, your connections. We should just make you a part of this show. But tell us a little bit more about you.
My wife asks me every day, David, what do you do? What I do is I own a branding agency. It's called DB Media Empire.
Yeah, are you still on speaker?
What's that?
Is he on the car?
Yeah, are you in the, yeah, are you in the car on Bluetooth or?
No, I'm on my phone.
Okay, Tommy, can you hear him? Okay.
Yeah, I hear him.
Okay, we can hear you better. Okay.
Great. So we replicate successful billionaire business models, and we build marketing and management teams to run the business models online while we put them on television, because we have one goal, is to shoot for the $1 billion prize to join the billionaires club, like all these college dropouts that raise money for their startups on Tuesday, they go public on Thursday, on Saturday they're a billionaire.
Wow.
So that's what I do.
Hey, I've got someone who might be interested in being your client, sir.
This is Marcus, film director.
Hey, yeah, I work with someone, your pitch sounds interesting. I work with someone, he's written a book, he's a debut author, titled It's About Time. He's actively hiring marketers to help get his book and his message out there. He's on the verge to becoming a 501c3 nonprofit. But what you just said sounds very interesting. I think it might be interesting to him as well. I'd like you to give Dennis a call at his studio in any morning, if you can, at 727-822-4488.
You gotta go slow.
727-822-4488. Talk to Dennis. He wrote a book titled It's About Time. And so I think you might be interested in hiring you.
Absolutely. I'm a television guy, and if you look up who David Bronson is and all the nuttiness about me...
Yeah, he wants to get on television.
I want you to... It's beyond my time. In 1979, when I bought a VCR, I bought a Betamax.
Mm-hmm.
That was my time, and my parents didn't know how to work it. If I say, can you push this button, record this for me? They said, what are you talking about? But I was a kid in my 20s, so I knew how to do that. But now, It's my kids' time. My kids are in their 20s, so now this is their time, and it's beyond my time. So for me to figure out TikTok, I just do what I do. and yes, I should have edited. These kids are the next Steven Spielberg. There is Martin Scorsese. Did you know Mr. Beast? Do you know who Mr. Beast is?
If you can work a Betamax, you probably can run TikTok.
Yeah, Mr. Beast is a huge YouTube star.
Mr. Beast.
A kid in his 20s. He generates over $700,000 a month.
I know.
These kids are Frank Capra in creating content.
You never know.
So what I do, in my nutty world, and I have great followers, and they're all great. I'm a comic. I used to work in the Catskill Mountains. I was part of a comedy team like Jerry Lewis and Steve Martin. But when I do these blogs on TikTok, and I appreciate you finding me there, my world is like Larry David on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
What's your TikTok name?
Right. And I don't have to write the comedy. I just have to walk out of the house.
There you go.
I'm not on TikTok, sir, but the guest in Dawn's studio next to me is a TikToker.
Yes. But what's your TikTok name?
David Bronson.
David Bronson.
B-R-O-N-S-T-E-I-N.
S-T-E-I-N. And, so,
B-R-O-N-S-T-E-I-N, yes.
Yes, I see, you read his bio. I see you work with a lot of major companies like Shark Tank and a lot of other networks. That's amazing. When did you start working with all these companies?
I'm from Philadelphia originally, and I moved to Toronto, Canada, because my wife is Canadian. And when I came, I did a couple of series. I was on a series called Doghouse at USA Network. I had another series here. I worked with Al Pacino. I worked with a lot of big stars. But then I wasn't getting any work. I would tell my agent, I'm an American. I have an American accent. I should be working here all the time. And he would say, it's so slow, business is slow. And I would tell people, my agent put a book last year into a kennel. I said, I'm not going to wait for somebody to hire me. I'll produce my own show. So I set up my own company. And that's what I did. I started my own production company. And then... being the hustler and the go-getter, because I constantly need action. I can't wait for stuff to happen.
Hold on. I think my engineer has a question for you. What are you saying? You were good, Tommy? Okay, that's amazing. So what I wanted to ask you, well, I've been on TV myself. I actually took my show on PAX TV for a half hour show back in the days, me and Paul Murray. And so we bought our own airtime. We would run our, you know, VHS tapes to the station. And now, you know, would you be interested in producing a talk TV show for what you're doing for Hollywood Connections? And then you're just a part of it.
I'm a gambler, so I'll roll the dice on anything.
I am too. I'm a Keno person. No, David, it's a pleasure.
I'm a hedonist, so I live for fun and pleasure. And a lot of cash gives me a lot of pleasure. And that's why I do what I do.
That's amazing. Give everybody your website and branding if anybody's looking for branding for their film or a TV show or their business. Where do they get in touch with you?
David@davidbronstein.com. You can email me at David@davidbronstein.com.
David@davidbronstein.com.
And I'm all over. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm very accessible. All over.
Very cool. We're excited for you. So what are you working on right now?
E-commerce is where all the cash is.
E-commerce.
And I do business with these Shark Tank type inventors when they come to me with their crazy products like the ShamWow and Proactive and Max, all that crap nobody sees. But the founders of all these products like Casper beds and Ring security cameras, these kids have joined the billionaires club by creating disruptive products.
Yep.
So the fastest way for all of us to join the billionaires club is through e-commerce, and I have all these products I have to get online, so I always need e-commerce sellers and Amazon and Shopify Etsy to take my products and put them in their stores so I can put them on television.
Oh, that's amazing. You know, we love to help everybody else out as well. We help sell products on this show. We've had them from Shark Tank, people that have been on the air. So if somebody has a product and, you know, something they want us to try, or you want something to be tested on the air, we can help you with that as well.
Dan, you're terrific. I appreciate you getting in touch with me. You're the greatest.
Oh, David, you're amazing. And give your website one more time because, you know, it's so important to have branding. And just before you go, tell everybody why it's important to brand yourself.
Because that's an excellent question. Easy for me to say. That's an excellent question. One of my business associates out of Vancouver called me today, and he had a dream about a new brand that he told me about, a new cosmetic line in a dream, and it was so fantastic. I said, what we're selling is the brand. Nobody cares about the product. They care about the brand. The brand is the emotion. People buy emotions.
Yes.
Right.
And that's why it's important to sell the brand versus the product, because we're all buying the brand.
Right. Nike, the swoosh, act like a tennis shoe and just do it. That just do it campaign launched them, you know,
millions
over the top. Yeah.
Correct. Yes. That's what we're buying. Right.
Wow. Anybody here in the panel?
That's the world that I'm in.
Wow. Do you have a question for anybody? David? Do you have another question for David?
I mean, I was saying that I volunteer for a book publisher. He's written a debut book. He's trying to pull together a citizens initiative around the message behind the book, which is about the scourge of drug addiction that we're facing in American society. And his website is itsabouttimetheanswer.com. The title of the book is It's About Time, and he's looking to get on television. MOR, a local TV station, turned him down to be on the air. They feel his content is too just unlike their current content that they have. So he's looking for a way to get on television, however that may be, if you want to maybe work with him.
I'll connect you two after
the
show.
Please refer anyone that wants to do anything to David@davidbronstein.com.
I rolled
the dice. What do I know? You know, I would have turned down all the big hits that are out. Nothing makes any sense.
David, where are you out of? What state?
I'm from Philadelphia originally, but I'm in Toronto, Canada now.
You're in Toronto, Canada? Oh, my gosh, I gotcha. I used to fly in there as a flight attendant for the Florida Panthers back in the days. What's the weather like? What's the weather like out in Canada?
It's freezing. It's like
that's why he's
right
in
now.
Canada. That makes sense.
I know.
Right.
I know.
Connection.
I know. Well, David, it's a pleasure to have you on, and I'll definitely get in touch with you. Maybe
we
can make you part of this show.
Yes.
It would be fabulous.
Yes. Thank you very much, everybody. David@davidbronstein.com is where you can get in touch with me.
Awesome. Thank you, David. You have a great night.
Thank you. We have 5 minutes left. I just want to let everyone know we're talking about film festivals, and with Film Freeway, there's over, I was looking, 1,700, you know, at least that I saw. And we also have the International Christian Film Festival coming up that we put our show out there, and it's going to be hopefully selected or nominated, and it's our third year, and we'll be on the red carpet interviewing celebrities. And the lady, Sharon, what's her name, from Touched by an Angel? Remember?
You're going to sit here and put me on the spot?
Yes, I am.
And I have no clue. Quick, somebody Google it.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Say it again, Tommy. One more time.
One more time, Tommy.
Yes, she's going to be there, and they're going to be having so many other celebrities.
It's going to
be
Roma Downey, for everybody that's listening. I was only talking to you guys.
Oh,
Roma Downey, yeah.
Thank you, Tommy, my engineer.
Yeah.
We'll keep you posted on that. But I want to start my own film festival I came up with, because
That's awesome.
Talking to Marcus, and I said, you know what? We're going to do something very different. It's going to be December 31st, and we are waiting for Film Freeway to come through. I've got to do something that Marcus told me to do tonight.
Crazy night for a film festival, Dawn.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually the winners of it. Before the holidays, they're all home anyways.
Yeah.
So I have like early bird specials, but we're going to have everybody that enters to come on the air to interview and play their trailer, and then we're going to do a two-hour selection show, and then a two-hour nomination show of the winners. And
on New Year's Eve?
No. Oh. Well, yeah.
December 31st.
Well, December 30th.
Oh, 30th.
Oh, you said 31st.
Well, between the two, yeah.
Okay, because, I mean, we need to be honest. It's this COVID situation this year.
I'm waiting for some things to go through first, but I will keep you posted on that as well, because it's very exciting, and we're going to be giving cash prizes and mm-hmm. trips around the Gulf of Mexico and so much more, and we have VIP people that will be in the film industry judging, so we're excited.
Yes.
All right, we have 2 minutes. Any last words? We're going to go around the table here. Lisa, any last words?
No, I'm God, literally, thank you, saved my life from literally the accident, because the car is totaled, and all I can say is, you know, God will put people in your life, and he sure did, Stan Arthur, and just give everything to God, and don't forget Beaming Hope, www.beaminghope.org, 11,000 110th Avenue in Largo, come on down, that's our church,
so
we
Pastor
love it there,
Joe.
Yes.
Okay, any last words? We have a minute.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you.
Night Owl Studios. Check us out.
That's right. And then also, Marcus, any last words?
Just, you know, I'm a filmmaker. I make movies. That's what I do. Things have been slowed down for the pandemic, but I'm still in production, and I still have upcoming projects. Some are with the King of the Bees, Joel D. Weinkoop. Look at my work at ar235pictures.com. There's trailers and things, notes of my upcoming projects. I'm also an ordained minister. You can see my ministry at kemptonsministry.com. And my film festival is the Tampa Bay Motion Picture Industry Professionals Film Festival. That is located at tbmpip.com.
And tomorrow?
And we'll see you guys tomorrow at the festival.
Yes, at the Oldsmar Holiday Inn. At what time?
Noon to 10 to 10:30. Yeah, noon to 10:30 p.m.
Okay.
At the Holiday Inn Express tomorrow.
Perfect. And then our special guest from New York, how did you like the show today?
This is a very good experience, and I recommend anyone that wants to get into this industry should do so. But yeah, thank you for having me on.
Well, you could be a reporter in New York for us. You know that.
We don't have a male reporter anywhere.
Thank you for inviting me on the show.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I got a shout out to Strommer and shout out to David. So
yeah, and then we also Astro Skate shout out, because I guess Carrie and I are going roller skating.
Yay.
And I bought some new roller skates, so we're gonna be out there. So anyways, thank you for watching and listening to Hollywood Connections 106.1 FM. We've got some major guests next week as well. I will see you next week. God bless. Stay tuned for Carrie K. Davis, a beauty queen special. We'll be right back.
Woo.
And we're back with Hollywood Connections Beauty Queen Special. We have our Miss Florida Health and Beauty Wellness, Miss Gorgeous, here. And we have a special. She's excited because she's got something called Stem Cell
Regeneration.
Regeneration. Yes. And it's something new. She gave me a patch today to try tonight and for my husband, for my knee and my husband's shoulder. Very exciting, Carrie. So tell us about this new opportunity that people, if they have pain in their body, and you have so many testimonies you have to talk about.
I do. And, you know, first of all, I want to say I'm Carrie K. Davis. I started Living a Healthy Lifestyle show about a year ago. I'm celebrating my year anniversary. Thank you, Dawn, so much for everything you've done for me. She's helped me so much with so many connections. And but the show started based on my health. I had a bout with my health. I got hit by a school bus in March of 2020 last year. And so it was March 3rd that I got hit by the school bus. And I'm still here.
And look at you. You're a roller skate. I want to tell you, I saw this Arabesque thing that you did. You are phenomenal. It's Miss Ballerina out there.
Yeah. I love to get really fun and have fun and do all kinds of tricks and everything. And we're going to be having fun tonight. So, but I never was able to do this kind of stuff because after I got hit by the school bus, I was very, very sick. And I'm not sure exactly how I pulled myself out of it other than the grace of God. He helped me through everything. And so I started this 5-step program and I started working on my mindset, telling me that I can get out of bed, that I can get going for the day, that I can do everything I need to do through Christ who strengthens me. And so that became a very awesome scripture.
Well, it's amazing because you also have a circulation therapy opportunity for people that have pain in their body as well.
Yes.
And so tell us about that.
Well, I work with people with pain and inflammation. And basically, if you have any pain or inflammation in your body at all, then you got to look at your diet first. You have to look at your diet because 80% of it is your diet.
We're good. We're still live on Facebook here. We're good.
Yeah. And but the 5-step program is basically on your mindset. That's the very first step. And then you drink a lot of water to detox the body and get rid of toxins. And then you need to focus on your nutrition, exercise, and sleep. So that's the 5-step program that I created.
Amazing. So people can, you can actually do FaceTime with them. They can call you for consultation. Yes. We're working on getting your show to VH2 TV Network with the guys over there. It's an exciting opportunity for you and so many connections. Tell us more about the stem cell.
Okay. So it's like a little Band-Aid, and I'm just going to put it on the back of my neck. And basically, it just works with the light in your body, okay?
So is it like electrolytes or something?
Well, no. It's basically just with the lights that are in your body already.
Okay.
What it does, though, is it opens up those cells, okay? And it's got organic things in it like salt and water. Seriously, it doesn't have any ingredients in it. But what it is doing is building the stem cells in your body. Mm-hmm. And it is working on the HGK levels of your hormones. When I had my person on the show, Bob Campbell was on the show, and he had explained the way everything was. And Amy Holmesley, she's amazing, and she's great into the science of it and everything. So I'm not going to get into all that. We are seeing some amazing results for putting on the patch. They say about 30 days.
What about people with high blood pressure or people who are going through menopause or people that are in their 60s and 70s? Tell us just real quick about that as well.
Well, with stem cell regeneration, you lose, if you're not having your stem cells regenerated all the time the way we're supposed to, and your cells aren't dancing through your body.
How do you know if your cells aren't working?
Well, you get all kinds of health issues. You don't feel good. You don't sleep good. You don't have good energy. It's just the whole ball of wax. acts, right? So that's why I have this whole huge program. But basically, the stem cells need to be regenerated. And the reason that they're not is because of our ages as we get older. So when we're 35, we've lost 60% of stem cells that are precious in our body. When we're 90, we've lost, or not 90, yeah, when we're 90, we've lost all of it. But when we're 60, we've lost
90%. But if you take it now and you're in your 60s, when you're 90, then yes. You'll be like still ice skating.
We had a 27-year-old, and he made me cry because he actually was in so much chronic pain, guys, that he had decided he did not want to be here anymore. And he came to us and he said, can I use this patch? Is there any way that you know if this will work? And we prayed and we gave him the patch. And, you know, it's usually not like this, but in 10 minutes, he was feeling relief. He couldn't even sit on the couch when he first sat down. He was trying to move this way and that way. And 10 minutes later, praise God, he was completely.
So where can they call you or buy the patch from you?
Well, you can go on my phone, obviously. I really am a phone person. I really like to talk to people on the phone. I'm old school. So it's 515-822-4877. That's 515-822-4877. And I've also love social media. Facebook is just Carrie K. Davis. That's CarrieKay Davis.
And also, if you want to be a rep under you, you can also sign up and
yes,
be a rep. So tell
yes.
us about that. And we've got a guest for you. I have a filmmaker
awesome.
That's doing a film
yes,
festival tomorrow
you.
That maybe you can go do some interviews.
I stayed over from the last show.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So tell us about how to join as a member, how they can do that, and what they get.
Well, basically, you just give me a call, and I do a session with you, and I will show you a video first, because I want to educate you on what it is that you're using. Guys, don't use anything out there if you don't educate first, okay? Seriously, like I used to talk about CBD and how important that is. Education is huge. Mm-hmm. So the way that you do, you get underneath my team is you give me a call and I grab a hold of you and I can show you how everything's done. It's basically just helping people. You're sharing this patch, this amazing technology.
So they become a representative under you.
Yes.
See, that's phenomenal. And give that number one more time for them to reach you.
515-822-4877.
And we're going to let you know what happens, because I kind of hurt my knee a little bit. And I'm going to try that. My husband hurt his shoulder painting.
Yep.
So we're going to give you the next testimonies and tell you how that goes. And also, Marcus is here. So you got a VIP guest to
awesome.
Interview. You've got 7 minutes. So
thank
take it
you,
away.
Thank you, Marcus.
You're
so
welcome,
tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a filmmaker, of director, producer, screenwriter primarily. Sometimes actor in my own productions right now. I'm also running a film festival, the Tampa Bay Motion Picture Industry Professionals Independent Film Festival. We're running it tomorrow in Oldsmar at the Holiday Inn Express. It's the second season. I'm active in bringing people out into the community. Of course, masks are mandatory, along with the hotel management. It's fine. And I'm a former executive vice president of the Tampa Bay Film Society. I'm no longer with the Tampa Bay Film Society. And they're not, they've gone on to hosting their meetings on Zoom, hosting their film festivals on Zoom and YouTube and whatnot. And I'm just like, you know, we're just losing the networking. And so we're meeting at the same place that most of those members were accustomed to, the old Holiday Inn Express in Oldsmar. And this is the second season. It's bigger and better this time. We're running it all day as opposed to just a few hours like the Film Society would do every other month that I was running for them. And so this is now an all-day event. Now we're going to see how it works out. I might expand it to 2 days. I might expand it to a movie theater and a hotel.
Oh, that'd be fun.
The following season, I'm running it quarterly, 4 times a year.
Yeah.
And when I'm not running the film festival, I'm making movies. Everything has kind of been slowed down for me because of the pandemic. My cast, you know, I mean, I've had, what's happened is I'm in production on a feature film titled Hammer. And I've been forced to have to rewrite everything that's left, all the scenes I've yet left to be shot, have to be rewritten because I have to now separate the talent. Because, but you know what? Writing is rewriting, and having to rewrite the scenes that have yet to be shot has made the material better. Because now I found things in the characters that I didn't necessarily know before, and having to isolate the talent due to not being able to shoot all the actors in the same room together without masks has improved the writing of the scenes.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to be a part of that. I really, really am looking for someone that will take me underneath their wing with Living a Healthy Lifestyle show. And I have a lot of information. I'm getting ready to graduate in 2 weeks.
Yay.
Fantastic.
So I'm officially going to be a holistic health coach working alongside doctors, showing you the holistic way
of doing things. VH2 TV Network was also interested in taking your footages, other footages, and we're having another meeting because, like I said, they're regrouping everything. So your show may be up there. And I know that 24flix.com with the International Christian Film Festival will be looking for new shows and submitting them also. I talked to Marty. So that'll be another entity to you to enter in.
Yeah.
And you're also a singer. Tell us what you do.
I love to just sing and put a smile on people's face. I mean, you just never know when you're going to sing a song that's just going to really just inspire someone, and they just come up to you and they're just like, you didn't know that, but that was an anniversary of my husband, you know, and I lost my husband 13 years ago to a horrible, tragic motorcycle accident. And you know, those songs, music is healing to the heart and to the soul. And music should just continue, you know? And when we're on stage and we're singing, it's just the message that we're giving to everybody is really, like, I've been singing You Say, I Don't Feel Strong. Like, I don't feel strong is what, and he says that we are strong.
Right.
And we don't feel like that, but that's what he tells us. So that's what I teach people is, and I love that song, you know, You Say, because he says what it is about us, not anybody else.
I'll tell you, that's the hardest thing. I know I've had parents pass away, and to have that happen and to be strong and Godspeed ahead for what you're going through. And God is just blessing you and opening doors. And maybe tomorrow you can go to his film festival and do some interviews.
I will definitely be looking forward to that.
Thank you. Yeah.
I will have to get back with you, and thank you for being on the show. And,
of course, I'm here.
And so, Don, I'm so excited just to see what happens when you wear this for 12 hours now.
12 hours. I was going to ask you how long.
And then 12 hours off. Because what you're doing is you're opening up the cells, making the cells dance in the body, building those stem cells, and the.
So do you feel anything when you put it on?
I do. I feel energy. I feel.
So is it better at night?
I would actually recommend doing it during the day.
Okay.
Unless you have a night job, it does. It's not caffeine. There's no caffeine. There's nothing harmful. I'm a holistic health coach, and I don't put anything harmful into my body.
Gotcha.
Hey, we are getting ready to have to leave, guys. I just want to thank
good.
You
we have 2 minutes left.
Okay. All right.
So, so this stem cell, so how did you hear about this?
Well, I actually was, it's the same business that I was in with circulation therapy, the same business. And basically the same people that I was in business with is what I mean. And they told me about the stem cell.
And there you go. Now you're selling. So. And then give that phone number one more time.
515-822-4877. And I would love, love, love to help you with any pain, inflammation. Change your life, guys. That five-step program will do it for you. And this is Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show.
That's right. And watch this again on Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube. And then we have watch parties on Facebook. Carrie K. Davis on Facebook. Check her out. And Marcus, thank you so much for being on the second half.
Thank you, Carrie.
Very much.
Marcus Johnson, go to the Holiday Inn tomorrow. $5 to get in. Bye-bye.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.